you know, to make a trip, and it's easy for me to tell you someone traveled from Spain to Medina. Now it's easy, maybe, you know, the airplanes and stuff, but back then it will take them 4 or 5 months to make it from Spain to Medina, going on camels, of course. And they have to stop, and they have to take a break, and they have to eat. And so you will do all this to see one imam. And there's a lot of imams on the way. It's not like there's no other imam. What did Imam Malik have that others did not have? There are many different opinions, but one of the things they say, his love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not like anybody else. We said he used to give his talk in the Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes he'll be reciting the hadith. In the middle of the hadith, he stops. When the students look at him, they see him crying. We said Imam Malik had a lot of pride, by the way. When Harun al-Rashid, the Khalifa himself, said to him, come to me, he said, no, you come to me. So there's no question that Imam Malik had a lot of pride. But his love to the Prophet ﷺ and his humility is completely a different story when we talk about that. He will be crying in the middle of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. When they ask him, why are you crying? He said, I was imagining that I am sitting here in this rawda of the Prophet ﷺ. Maybe that was the same spot where the Prophet ﷺ was sitting. Maybe my foot is in the same spot that he used to put his foot. And who am I to be sitting in the same spot of the Prophet ﷺ? They say sometimes he cries so much that he had to cancel the class. Imagine the love that he had for Prophet Muhammad. Now we hear the Prophet ﷺ, his name, we don't even say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik, when you want to tell him a hadith, if he was sitting in any way that is not 100%, you know, the respectful way of sitting, he tells you to wait, and he changes the way he's sitting. Now we say a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, people say, do I have to listen to this? Is this really a hadith and this and that? And we don't even listen to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. One time, the students came to Imam Malik's house, so they knocked at the door. It was the time of the class. So Imam Malik asked them, is today the fiqh time or is it the hadith time? He alternates, one day for fiqh, one day for hadith. The students say, if we tell him it's a fiqh day, he opens the door right away. If they say it's a hadith day, it takes him like 10 minutes to open the door. So they ask him, what you're doing? What are you doing? What do you take all this time? He said, I cannot talk about the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ unless I have wudu and I wear my utr and I wear the best thawb I have. Just to talk about the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. So how much love he had for the Prophet ﷺ. This could have been his secret, how he was able to gather all these people around him from all these different countries and continents.